Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a Fan Morning Show. Chris Mack, Colin Dunlap, Jim Colony, and Pat Bostic in studio for the 7 o'clock hour every Friday.
We're talking about a mutual friend we have of ours. Yeah. Nick Verschetti, right?
Nick is the best.
He's the kind of guy that has a polo shirt with his socks that match.
And a pocket square.
Yes. That kind of guy. You know those kind of guys?
Yeah, he's very well-dressed.
Oh, man.
Very well-dressed.
Natalie attired.
See him at basketball games.
I wish I could dress like him.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Well,
some of us just can't pull it off.
Some of us, you know.
Some of us can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
He's the kind of guy that gets measured for a polo shirt. You know? They put that yellow tape around him.
Yeah.
Down Hines Healy with pomp.
Yes.
Don Hines Healy.
Yeah.
Don Larimore.
Steelers taking on the Chiefs down at Hines Field on Sunday afternoon. And we were talking about this earlier, Pat. The idea, because Patrick Mahomes played really well for the Chiefs against the Chargers. But that's, you know, in L.A. or wherever, Southern California, some converted soccer stadium
yeah.
that the Chargers play in now. This is a different atmosphere, and this is an atmosphere at Hines Field that you can compound by getting in this kid's face early.
Yep.
It's always, in this day and age, right on the borderline of taking a penalty or not, but how much can it impact a young quarterback to just take him to the ground a couple times early, get in his face, and make life a little painful for him early on?
Well, you see what he's made of.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is let a guy sit back there and throw the ball untouched. And based on last week, you know, I'm optimistic that the Steelers' pass rush is going to be, you know, among the best in the league. I mean, with Watt, and I thought Dupree played well. He doesn't change direction great, but when he gets a beat.
We've brought that up.
Yeah.
He could go 100 miles an hour straight, but he
can't stop.
It's either a kill shot or nothing.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I don't get a chance to go to many Steelers games, but I went to the Dolphins game a couple years ago. It was like,
oh, my gosh. When you hit Matt Moore?
15 degrees below zero.
Right.
I'll never forget. You know, I admit to something. I was walking through downtown with a cup of Miller Lite that froze within 5 seconds of walking downtown. I was with my father-in-law. We went to the game. And I saw him running after Matt Moore, and like the world stopped.
Yeah.
And everything slowed down.
Matt Moore's life flashed before your eyes.
Oh, my God, he hit him. And when Matt Moore got up and got back in the game, I'm like, how the guy, is he breathing?
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, with Hayward and Tuitt and Hargrave's okay, you know, inside. But, I mean, what they have on the perimeter with their pass rush, they're good. I mean, they can get after people. The problem I see is their interior linebackers, you know, in coverage, and their safeties in coverage at times, you know, if he has time, they'll get exposed.
Well, when you play that stack like that, that 3-3-5,
yeah.
too, you better be able to come up and tackle.
Yeah, but you got Hunt, you got these boys for Kansas City that get in space and are tough. Tyreek Hill, I mean, they are tough to bring down. But they have to get after Holmes.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Then.
Critical.
Is there something, is happy feet syndrome it's something that's true?
Yeah.
If you do hit a guy, is he going to be less apt to stand there?
Yeah, he's either going to deal it quicker or, you know, he's going to look to move. And, you know, a guy like Mahomes who has a cannon for an arm, you just want to get him off his spot. I mean, if you get him off his spot and you can change his eye level a little bit, you know, because he knows you're coming, you affect his timing, you affect his rhythm, you affect his mental clock, and you're in the back of his head. I mean, you know that Bud Dupree is coming to try to end your life. I mean,
and I would think it gives you a little bit more time to those guys who have that underneath coverage
yep.
that you were talking about. If Mahomes does get the happy feet and it doesn't have somebody underneath or doesn't have time to find somebody underneath. I mean, the play I keep seeing on replay over and over again from the Chiefs Chargers game is that he fires a rocket to Tyreek Hill about 15 yards downfield, and all Hill has to do is whoop, cut across the middle and he's gone.
Yeah.
And if you're inside, your underneath coverage guys aren't ready for that, or if he has the 2.5 seconds he needs to unload the ball, they can do that all day.
They can, and that's why, you know, the Steelers have been playing a little too deep. I think they're better when they They bring the fifth rusher. They bring the sixth rusher. Make a rookie make tight throws under duress. Don't let him sit back there and get comfortable and dink and dunk you. Because Andy Reid will do that all day. I know Morgan Burnett doesn't think they dink and dunk, but I grew up an Eagles fan. Andy Reid dinks and dunks.
Yeah.
They find ways to manufacture yardage. You got to put the ball. You got to put the pressure at his doorstep and make him make man to man throws under duress, getting whacked.
Will it?
And if he does that, you dust it off at the end of the game and say, "Kid, you're a pretty damn good player."
How far will a coach go? I mean, I'm not talking Greg Williams far, maybe, but how far will a coach go in saying, "You need to take this guy to the ground and take him to the ground hard"? I mean, how far can it go, especially when you're trying to get in the face, get in the kitchen of a young, inexperienced quarterback?
I mean, it's hard to coach right now because, I mean, again, the gray area is so large for what is roughing the passer. It's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. I mean, just absolutely.
Wait a minute. A quarterback just said, "We don't want to be protected as much as we're being protected."
I mean,
landmark stuff.
If a guy takes four steps and knocks you out after you throw it,
right?
Yeah, you want a flag.
How many times did you feel like you had a guy coming at you to legitimately injure you, hurt you, take you out of a game?
I mean, the quarterback's the most important person on their team. If you get a chance to hit him, you hit him hard. You hit him hard. I mean, whether that's intent to injure, you hit him hard, and if it hurts him, even better.
So be it.
Well, yeah, the purpose that you have as a defensive player a lot of times is to hit that other man as hard as you can.
You want to inflict pain.
And in the course of that, if he doesn't get up, like, that, you're not trying to put him in the hospital, but to eliminate him from the football game is part of the accepted danger.
Yeah, I mean, high-lowing somebody, you know, going after someone's knee, that's a different level of dirty. But when you got, you know, a clean shot at someone's back, or you got a clean shot to hit someone square, and they knock them to the ground, whatever, they get whiplash, they land on something, and the wind gets knocked out of them, that's just part of the game. I understand what they're trying to eliminate with some of the stuff at the knees, but, I mean, Aaron Donald got called for a roughing passer the other night that was just, he got tripped.
Right.
He got tripped and fell into the guy's leg. What are you going to do? But, yeah, it's a real thing that, you know, coaches on defense are going to say, "Guys, well, you have an opportunity within the scope of the rules to hit this guy, hit him hard, and make him remember it."
Yeah. The Steelers got an opportunity to do that with Mahomes, I think, on Sunday. Pat, we love having you in here every Friday.
Great stuff. It's again, fun. Pat.
Talking ball.
Yeah. Good stuff.
12:30 tomorrow, kickoff at Heinz Field. Pat will be on the call with Bill Hillgrove, of course, and Larry Richard down on the sidelines right here on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.